If there's a will, there's a way. At ASU Mountain Home, they are firm believers in this statement. They offer 6 ways to take classes in the spring. You can do seated on campus, traditional online learning, live online, flexible online, hybrid on campus, or blended learning choice. So there are no excuses. If you're willing, ASU Mountain Home is happy to provide several ways to make it happen for you. Go to asumh.edu to find your class choices today.
Well, Bentonville won the tip. They are moving left-right. Ball's going down to Miriam Dada, and immediately she puts up the turnaround hook shot. It bounces around and goes in, and Bentonville strikes first. 2-0 our score as we are 20 seconds into this contest. Here is Jackson with the ball for Mountain Home. Bentonville in a man-to-man defense. Jackson dribbling to the right side, gives it there to Gilbert on the wing. Down the corner to Yates. Yates dribbling out to the wing, picks up her dribble. Now looks like Bentonville's switched to a zone. Norcross has it, throws it over on the left side to Gilbert. Gilbert will dribble to the top. Now goes to the right side. Was almost met by a double team. Now dribbles back up to the top. Loses the handle of the ball. Ball is knocked away. They're going to say that was last touch by Jada Brown. I think that's the right call. And it will be Mount Holmes basketball on the near sideline with 7:06 left in the first quarter. Bentonville with early 2-0 lead. Yates takes the inbound pass, gives it back to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbling it into the paint, finding Wilbur by herself for the easy layup. Good, and we are tied up. And 2-all, 6:50 left in the first quarter. Ball goes down to Dada once again on the low block. She will kick it out on the right wing to Riley Hayes for the three-pointer. Good. Hayes with her first 3 points of the day, and it's a 5-2 Bentonville lead. 6:38 left in the first quarter. Gilbert across the timeline. The man-to-man for Bentonville. Ball was passed to Kay Jackson. Was knocked away and stolen. Going in for the layup was Colton. She couldn't get it to go, and Mapsalone comes up with a rebound. They dodged the bullet there. And back the other way, a foul is going to be called on Bentonville. Mounts home land on the far sideline with 6:15 left in the first quarter. Katie Colchin picks up her first personal foul. That's the first team foul against Bentonville here in the first half. Gilbert takes the inbound pass. The dribble on the right wing and throws up top to Yates. Down into tries to throw down the paint to Wilbur, and looks like a reach. 10 foul is going to be called on Bentonville. Mounts home will inbound it once again. Riley Hayes picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 2, against the Lady Tigers. Cameron Mullen checking in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home, replacing Kate Gilbert. 6:06 left of the first quarter. Jackson will trigger an inbound pass on the baseline, trying to figure out where to go with it. That ball was knocked away, but finally controlled by Wilbur. She'll kick it out to Yates on the left side. Yates dribbles towards the paint, throws it over to Jackson on the right. Down the north cross in the corner. She's going to put up the three. Will not go. And the rebound saved in by Hayes. Right to her team at Dada. Back comes the Bentonville. Ball quickly back the other way. Going in up for the jump on the left side is Jada Brown. Good. 7-2 Bentonville leading it. 5:42 left in this opening period. Mullen into the front court, throws over to Jackson on the right side. Cross-court pass to Norcross on the left wing. Norcross throws it back to Jackson. Dangerous throw, but Jackson does corral it. Puts up the three, will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Gracie Eves. And back quickly comes Bentonville. Eves has up top, throws it over near the right corner. Ball, that was Jada Brown putting up a three-pointer, no good. Dada gets the offensive rebound, falls down, and to avoid a travel call, Bentonville's going to call a timeout. So we'll break with 5:14 left in the first quarter. It is Bentonville leading Mountain Home 7-2. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We all know this holiday season isn't like other years, but one thing you can still count on is me, as in me banking. When you're shopping locally and online, keep close watch on your accounts with Farmers and Merchants and the Bank of Fayetteville's Me Banking mobile app. Use Me Banking mobile for instant balances, moving money around, fraud alerts, even control your debit card. Keep your money safe and yourself healthy this season. Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, member FDIC.
Well, Bentonville takes the timeout to avoid a turnover with 5:14 left to play in the first quarter. They lead Mountain Home 7-2. It will be Riley Hayes triggering the inbound pass on the baseline. He throws it into Dada in the paint. She drills for a low block, puts up the jumper, no good. Offensive rebound for Hayes. Throws out to Dada at the free throw line. Her jumper good. Miriam Dada with 4 points on the afternoon. 9-2, Bentonville leading it. Less than 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Gilbert with it. She checked back in after the timeout. Gilbert dribbling on the right side, dribbling towards the elbow. Now kicks up top to Yates. Yates will dribble to the left. Her pass was knocked away and finally stolen by Bentonville. Going back the other way is Katie Colchin. She will find Jada Brown for the layup. Good. As Mount Holmes' second turnover of the afternoon. Gilbert back the other way for Mountain Holmes. She's going to pull up for the long three on the right side. Bounces around. Will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Colchin and back on the Lady Tigers. Ball goes into the front court to Hayes. Now top to Dada. She's going to try for the three-pointer. That one bounces around. Does not go. And Kate Gilbert gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Holmes. 11-2, Bentonville leading it. 4:10 left in the first quarter. Gilbert's dribbling down towards the low block. Her layup is blocked by Dada. Ball is loose and finally controlled by Colchin. And back come the Lady Tigers. And almost a steal for Mountain Home. Good defense. Heads up play by Kate Jackson. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And Bentonville will get it back on the near sideline with 3:59 left in the first quarter. Amelia Rucker checking in for the first time today, replacing Cameron Mullen from Mountain Home. Rucker, a 5'10 sophomore. Here is Colchin, drilling toward the right, now throws it near the top to Hayes. Down to Dada, just outside the paint. She's going down into the lane for the layup. No good, but I don't know if they're going to call that foul on the floor or on the shot. 3:46 left to play. No, they're going to call on the floor. Emma Wilbur picks up her first personal foul. That is the first team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. Wilbur checking out of the game as she's replaced by Annie Norcross. Hayes will trigger an inbound pass, throws it to Dada on the left elbow. Dada dribbling down to Lane, going in for the layup, off the glass, no good. And Gilbert gets the rebound, back on the Lady Bombers. 11-2, Bentonville leading it. Gilbert with it on the right side, throws up top to Yates. Yates going to dribble down the lane, finds Norcross in the lane, for the basket, turns the basket count, and she is fouled. Annie Norcross will go to the line for the and-one situation with 3:28 left to play in the first quarter. Riley Hayes picks up her second personal foul, 13th foul against Bentonville. Norcross's free throw is up, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Bentonville. They're quickly back the other way. Katie Colchin takes the pass in the front court, and she's immediately fouled by Kate Jackson. That is Jackson's first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. 3:23 left in the first quarter. Bentonville inbounding it as they lead 11-4. Hayes will inbound it, throws it into the backcourt to Colchin. Colchin will dribble to the right side, going down into the lane for the layup. Her basket counts, and she draws the foul. By the way, Maddie Chambers checked in a moment ago for Bentonville. She's a 5'4 senior. Kate Jackson picks up her second personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. So Katie Colchin with her first field goal. Now she's shooting her first free throw of the day with 3:13 left in the first quarter. Free throw is up, bounces around, does not go, and the rebound's controlled by Kate Gilbert. 13-4, Bentonville leading it. Over 3 minutes left in this first quarter. Gilbert dribbling near the top. Now she'll draw a little touch foul. 3:05 left. Jada Brown picks up her first personal foul. That's the 14th foul against the Lady Tigers here in the first half. Kay Jackson takes the inbound pass, and then she travels. Mount Holmes' third turnover of the afternoon comes with 3:03 left in the first quarter as they trail Bentonville 13-4. Colchin will take the ball and walk it across the timeline. Mount Holmes in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over on the right side to Hayes. Now top to Chambers, over on the left side to Brown. Now to Colchin on the right. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Katie Colchin was hurt with 5 points on the afternoon. 16-4, Bentonville leading it. 2:39 left in the first quarter. Yates into the front court for Mountain Home. She's dribbling on the right wing. Picks up her drill and now trying to figure out where to go. Kicks it out to Gilbert, who's going to pull up for the long three. No good. and Dada gets the rebound. She's quickly back the other way for Bentonville, going coast to coast for the layup off the glass and in. And, boy, Del Leonard does not like that. He's going to call a timeout. So we'll break with 2:20 left to play in the first quarter. Bentonville leads Mountain Home 18-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Well, Mountain Home taking their first time out of the afternoon as they trail 18-4. I said Bentonville with 2:20 left in this first quarter. I'll tell you, I was surprised that Coach Del Leonard called that timeout after Dada took that rebound and just went coast-to-coast for the layup. Kate Gilbert back the other way for the Lady Bombers, dribbling on the right side. Throws it down to Mullen in the corner. Ball goes down into the low block, and another steal for Bentonville. Back come the Lady Tigers. Here is Colchin throwing it to Dada. Over to Chambers on the right side. Now throws it near to Hayes, and she's called for the travel. That is Bentonville's first turnover of the afternoon. Kate Jackson checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Cameron Mullen with 1:56 left in the first quarter. A 14-point Bentonville lead right now. 18-4 is the count. Jackson across the timeline, dribbling to the toward the left side. Now going back to the top, over to the right. She'll give it there to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble down to towards the lane, pull up just outside the paint for the jumper. No good. Chambers gets the rebound, and back on the Lady Tigers. She'll throw it to Hayes, who gets it across the timeline. Hayes is going to pull up on the right side for the three. Good. Riley Hayes with 6 points, also behind the arc, and just like that, it's a 21-4 Bentonville lead. 1:24 left in the first quarter. Well, you can see why Bentonville had made the finals last year in Class 7A. And another steal by the Lady Tigers. Dada's going to go back the other way for the easy layup. Good. Miriam Dada with 8 points, coming off of Mount Holmes' fifth turnover of the day. 23-4 Lady Tigers up. 1:02 left in the first quarter. Jackson with it. Throws it to Yates. Now near the left corner it goes to Rucker. Now Yates has it just outside the lane. She's going in for the layup. Shot is blocked by Dada. Yates gets it back. She's going to dribble to the right corner, pull up for the jumper, misses everything. And Chambers gets the rebound for Bentonville. But Mount Holmes almost came up with a steal, and it looks like now Bentonville's going to be called for the foul. So that will be their second turnover of the day with 41 seconds left of the first quarter. Emma Wilbur and Cameron Mullen checking back in for Mount Holmes, replacing Annie Norcross and Amelia Rucker. 23-4, Bentonville leading it. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert just outside the lane. She does dribble into the paint, puts up the jumper, good. Kate Gilbert with her first 2 points of the day, 23-6. Bentonville leading it, 30 seconds left of the quarter. Colchin into the front court for the Lady Tigers, and looks like Bentonville's probably going to hold for the last shot of the period. Just as I say that, Hayes dribbles down into the towards the paint, now kicks out. Going up for the three was Bentonville. And so they decided not to hold for the last shot. They didn't get it, and Mount Holmes came out with a rebound. Here's Yates with it on the right side. She's going to drill down to the low block, going in for the layup. No good, but a blocking foul will be called, and Addison Yates will be going to the free throw line with 4 seconds left in the quarter. Katie Colgen picks up her second personal foul. That's her third foul. It's the 16th foul against Bentonville. Addison Yates' first free throw is up and in. Ella Campbell checking in for the first time today for Bentonville as she replaces Katie Colchin. Campbell, a 5'9 sophomore, and Yates gets both free throws. And so Bentonville inbounds at Chambers, 2 seconds, and they're going to get a shot off. Nope, they will not, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Bentonville leading Mountain Home 23-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.